go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Jim Hansen sitting in for Frank Gaffney, and we are talking this segment with retired senior special agent of the former Immigration and Naturalization Services, Michael Cutler, who hosts the Michael Cutler Hour on Friday evenings on Blog Talk Radio and is a senior fellow at Californians for Population Stabilization. Michael, I wanted to ask you about something that seems to have been downplayed or put aside in the entire kerfluffle between the Khan family and Donald Trump. Khan was on stage with Hillary Clinton specifically to give Trump a hard time about his policy to stop importing jihadists from areas where we cannot tell the good guys from the bad guys. And somehow, in the midst of this giant media-generated outrage, that simple fact has been missed. Trump's right. If we can't tell who they are, we shouldn't bring them in. I mean, Khan was giving him a hard time about that. Hillary wants to bring in 550% more migrants from areas where we can't tell the jihadists from the refugees. What is going on? Why can't people see that this is insane?
We have the right and the imperative, every country does, to regulate who comes across our borders. If you're unwilling or unable to prevent your enemies from entering your country, you have no reason for a military.
You no longer have a country at that point.
That's right. If you can't keep your enemy out, you're done. It's over. We have front doors with locks on our homes and peepholes and doorbells, and there's an established procedure. You know, knock-knock jokes are universally known around the world, no matter what language, because people know that you're supposed to ask, may I, before you admit someone into a home. And so the issue we have with the refugees, and if you look at the 9/11 Commission, and I really hope that when Donald Trump debates Hillary, he asks her if she ever bothered to read the 9/11 Commission report. And you know I provided testimony not only to a bunch of congressional hearings in House and Senate, but also to the 9/11 Commission. And one of the key findings of the commission was that it was failures of the immigration system to enforce the immigration laws, not just the Border Patrol. In fact, they made the point that most of the terrorists came through international airports, but we don't enforce the law from within the interior of the United States, and we haven't for decades, and that's how we got into this mess. But coming into the country, we are supposed to scrutinize who comes in. And that's the reason when I hear the open borders anarchists refer to people who run the border as the undocumented, they're uninspected, and that's the language we use as agents. But if you want to say undocumented, you can't tell a good guy from a bad guy without a scorecard. If you're undocumented, there's obviously no scorecard. But Hillary's willing to take the word of potential jihadists that they're not here to do us harm. You're going to claim that you're a Syrian refugee? That's great. Meanwhile, look at the track record. The terror attacks in 93, carried out by men from the Middle East who lied on their visa applications, lied when they applied for amnesty. Mahmoud Abu Lima claimed to have been an agricultural worker who planted beans purportedly in Florida. The only thing he ever planted was a bomb in the garage of the Trade Center. You had Faisal Shahzad, the Times Square bomber, came here on a student visa, got citizenship, lied on all of his applications, and then sets off a car bomb. You have the Tsarnaev family claiming political asylum, and as soon as we gave them political asylum, which means I have a credible fear I can never go home to my country, as soon as we gave them lawful status, they voluntarily jumped on airplanes and flew home for a visit to their old home country. What credible fear? So we've seen time and again where people have died. This isn't just some conjecture. I mean, I could sit here and give you many more examples, time permitting.
So we know where the threat's coming from. And one thing I think people, again, seem to miss in this argument is the fact that no one has a right, no non-citizen has a right to come to this country. It is up to someone who has a desire to come to this country for any reason to prove to us, beyond our reasonable doubt, that they are not a danger to us.
Right. So let me amplify on that point. I began my 30-year career as an immigration inspector. I did that job for 4 years before I moved on to becoming a special agent. I was ultimately the first immigration agent assigned to the Unified Intelligence Division of DEA, and then I became a senior agent with the Drug Task Force. I had desks with every other federal agency you can imagine. And when we were inspectors, they made a clear distinction. you inspect aliens and examine citizens. Now, that may sound a little bit arcane, but there was a reason. The point is that once you determine that that person at that port of entry is a United States citizen, under no circumstances, for any reason whatsoever, period, may you stop that person from entering the United States. Americans have an absolute ironclad, bulletproof right to enter America. Now, we may hold them for another agency if there's a warrant, but I can't tell an American, we're sending you back to some other country. We certainly can turn aliens around, because you're right, they have to prove that they're not intending immigrants if they're coming here without an immigrant visa, that they're not going to work. The categories of exclusion include aliens with dangerous communicable diseases, severe mental illness, felons, spies, human rights violators, war criminals, terrorists, and so forth. So to make light of these laws, in fact, I'm writing an article for The Social Contract about how immigration fraud undermines national security, and to have Hillary ignore all that and say, well, we're just going to let everybody in. Now, you know, there's a precedent, and I don't think that religion is the way we can really do it, because people are going to lie about religion. We've seen it with Russians. We had members of the Russian mob claiming they were persecuted Jews, something I relate to. My grandmother died in the Holocaust. I was named for her, but they weren't Jewish. So you're going to have Muslim extremists come in and claim to not be Muslim, but you certainly can do it by country. And in fact, there's an interesting precedent by a very liberal president who I really had major issues with, and that was Jimmy Carter. When our embassy was overrun in Tehran, Jimmy Carter barred Iranians and said they will not be admitted into the United States, and they weren't. The president, as the commander-in-chief, is not only in charge of the military, he's commander-in-chief of all of our federal law enforcement agencies. And his prerogative, or his mandate, if you will, is to protect America and Americans. And it begins at our borders. Our borders are our first and last line of defense. And if you look at all the terrorists that entered the country, if we had kept them out, or if we had identified them as they went about their deadly preparations, many people who are dead today would not be. And I got to make one quick point about the economics of this. Hillary keeps promising, I'm going to give you better jobs and more money. How? There's absolutely no way to do it, but how is she going to do it? By legalizing millions of illegal aliens who are undocumented. There will be no face-to-face interviews, physically impossible. There will be no field investigations. You can't do it. And by the way, we're not looking at 11 million. Reagan gave us an amnesty that was supposed to involve 1 million. We wound up with nearly 4 million. If the same ratio holds true, folks, you're looking at 40 million plus. Now, here's the kicker that nobody on any program has ever talked about, so I'm going to make the point here. They will all immediately, if legalized, have the absolute right, without question, to bring in all of their spouses and all of their minor children. So let's be optimistic and say we're talking about a population of 30 million aliens suddenly having equal standing in a labor pool where we already have 90-odd million Americans out of work. These folks will have an equal standing. They'll be more appealing to the employer because they're not covered by Obamacare. And then they bring in their kids. You could be looking at 10 million or more children suddenly coming into America and being put into American public schools, and many of these kids won't speak English. The Congressional Budget Office did a study a couple years ago in which they said that a child who cannot speak English costs 20 to 40% more to educate. Our schools are faltering now. New York City is touting the fact, you're not going to believe it, that 38% of our kids in school here in New York City, grades 3 through 8, have reading proficiency. 38%, and this they call a success. What in the world do you think will happen if suddenly New York has another 500,000 foreign students entering the school system who can't speak English?
Michael Cutler is a retired senior special agent of the former Immigration and Naturalization Services, hosts Michael Cutler Hour Fridays on Blog Talk Radio. That's going to do it for Secure Freedom Radio today. This is Jim Hansen. We'll be back tomorrow with more in the war for the free world.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.